Morning, Honorable Abuskafne. To our programming meeting. Now it's 8 o'clock.
Recording in progress.
Advocate, can you assist? Are you finding, are we finding terms of the quorum?
Good morning, House Chair.
Morning, House Chair.
Can we house chairs greeting one another? House chair.
If we.
Mara, chief weepu. I go listen to the query, man.
Advocate, are we fine in terms of quorum?
House chairperson, I just want to confirm the quorum. The Eastern Cape, are we here? Around again.
Free State in 2 minutes here.
Yeah, Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, Malika is here.
Malika is here, Limpopo.
Limpopo.
I do not see Limpopo. Northwest. I've not seen Northwest yet. In Northern Cape, I've seen Western Cape.
Gauteng is here.
Yes, that's right.
Well, so we are not here as well.
Yeah, so we do have a call.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Advocate, for that guidance. Colleagues, we have the agenda in front of us. You are all welcome. As we have agreed yesterday that today was starting at 8 because of the joint programming at 9 today. Let's quickly get to apologies. Apologies, Advocate.
As Chairperson, I have the apology of the Chairperson. I also have the apology of Dr. Goran.
And also the deputy chairperson.
Yes, the chairperson, deputy chairperson, as well as honorable.
Thank you. Any other apology besides the three colleagues? It seems we're fine. Those are the three apologies that we have. Let's have somebody that will move that we adopt the agenda or if ever there's an item to be added. We all see the agenda. We have it, we receive it in advance.
Okay, Chairperson Lindwe PP, move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, Mama. In a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. It's now duly adopted. Let's consider the minutes of the 11th of this month. Let's go through the minutes. That's the first page. Second page. third page. That's the fourth one, and then you get to the fifth page, which is the last page. We've received the minutes, colleagues, in advance. Not unless there are some issues to be corrected. I expect somebody to move that we truly adopt if it's a true reflection of our last meeting. We're starting with correction. Three.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, Mama.
BB move for the adoption of the true reflection of the minute.
Thank you, Mama. Any seconder?
I'll second, Chairperson.
Thank you for declaring seconding in public, Honorable Dangwa Ambassador.
Thank you.
Thank you. We can get straight to Honorable Jandu to present the program. Programming with Honorable Jandu.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. How are you this morning?
Morning, Honorable Jandu.
Thank you very much. Good morning to Chief Whip and all the members in the programming. Honorable Chair, the program this will be the last part of the fourth term of the 2021 program, which was consulted with the WIPRI yesterday, and also now is going to be shared with programming for endorsement. And then there will be a further joint programming at 9 o'clock quickly to say, Honorable Chair, today, Thursday, the 25th of programming and the multi-party women's caucus that we will have. And they will also have a plenary today at 2 o'clock. It will be basic education and higher education. And the select committee, just to mention, the select committee on appropriations will also be briefing the national, they have a briefing from National Treasury. And then Friday, Honorable Chair, is that you are supposed to be a joint, something is making a noise. There's some background noise.
Colleagues, the person that is having a mic that is on, please, can you switch it off and allow Honorable Njandu to do the presentation? I'm sorry for that, Honorable Njandu.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair, then on Friday 26th, we are supposed to be a joint debate on 16 days of activism, which is postponed on the side of the National Council of Provinces. And then on the 30th of November, Chair, will be having a plenary questions to Cluster 2B, which is health social development. And also to mention that the Committee of Appropriations will be consulting SALGA. It's just to mention that as it is a process that is unfolding on the MTPS. Then on the 1st of December, Chair, will be a briefing on the National Strategy Plan, gender-based violence and femicide, which is deferred for a further date. And then on the 2nd of December will be a multi-party women's caucus, which is also deferred. And then on the 2nd of December, there will be a plenary hybrid, which will be questions to Cluster 2C, which is sports and arts and culture, human settlement, water and sanitation. And also we'll also have a caucus on the 2nd of December. And then on Friday, the 3rd of December, will be a launch of the Commonwealth Women, which is also deferred. And then on that day, we'll have only the Charlotte Maclayake lecture. And then also to mention, Chair, as the MTBS is unfolding on the 2nd and the 3rd of December, I'm just mentioning this one, as to also to negotiations on the final negotiations and the final mandates of provinces in terms of the appropriations. And then on the 8th of December will be provincial whips, and then on the 9th of December will be programming at half past 8 and also caucus, and then we have a provisional plenary. And then on the 14th of December, is still pending on the issue of the deputy president, still to be confirmed for the 14th of December. And then the 15th of December will be the last day for this fourth term, 2021, which will be plenary at 10 o'clock, whereby the items will be consideration of report of select committee on appropriations, consideration of the rates and monetary amendment bill, consideration of the taxation bill, and the consideration of the tax administration bill, laws bill, and then consideration of the adjustment appropriations bill. Those are the items, and then there will be farewell speeches. The constituency period will be 16 to 24 December, and the leave period will be 27 to 28 January 2022. Chair, that is how the program is unfolding. I don't know whether you want me also the joint or the framework. We should go to the joint meeting.
You can also share with us, Honorable Janjo.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, the framework for 2022 will be as follows: that in January 1st, 31st January to 25th March will be 8 weeks. Will be the first term of the framework of the NCOP. Then we'll have the NCOP members training. Then we'll have in the month of February, we'll be having the joint sitting SONA, 10th February. We'll be having debate of the President, Speaker of the Nation, 16th to 16th February. Reply of the President will be on the 17th of February. Then we'll have the National Council of Strategic Planning in March, 1st to the 3rd of March. NCOP questions to Deputy President, NCOP questions to clusters. Then the constituency period for the first term in 2022 will be the 28th of March to the 14th of April. That will be 3 weeks. Then the second term on the framework will be 10 weeks. Then the committees, department strategy planning briefings will be 19th April to the 6th of May. And then we will have the NCOP questions to the Deputy President in May, national NCOP questions to clusters, NCOP plenaries, committees, departmental strategy briefings in NCOP. It will be on the 10th of May to the 10th of June. And then we will have the NCOP plenary division of revenue bill in June. Then we'll have decision on appropriations bill. Will be 2023 June. Then the National Council of Provinces constituency period will be the second term, the 27th of June to the 1st of August. Then the third term it will be 6 weeks. NCOP committees oversight, the 2nd to the 12th of August. Then NCOP plenaries, committees and legislation, 16 August to 2nd of September, NCOP Local Government Week, 5th to the 9th September, NCOP Committees, the 13th to the 16th September, NCOP Parliamentary Oversight, Taking Parliament to the People, is the 19th to the 23rd of September. Then we'll have the constituency period for the third term, which will be the 26th of September to the 10th of October. Then the fourth term for 2022 will be 8 weeks in NCOP committees, 11 to 14 October, and then NCOP provincial week, 17 to 21 October. NCOP plenaries, committees, legislation will be in October. October. NCOP questions to clusters and governance will be in October. Then it will be tabling the 2022 medium-term budget, policy statement in October, adjustment budget, NCOP division of revenue amendment bill also in November, NCOP question to deputy president, taking parliament to the people, 14 to the 18th of November, NCOP annual address by the president or the deputy president will be in November, and then the constituency period for 2022 on the leave will be the 19th of December to January 2023. Chairperson, thank you very much. That is in terms of the fourth term, the last part of the fourth term, and also the framework for 2023. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Njandu, our programming whip. That's the draft program for our last term this year, colleagues, and he even went on to present the draft, the template that will be guiding us next year for the joint one. So, in short, the last part of his presentation is what we'll be discussing at 9 o'clock in the joint programming, so that some of us are not taken by surprise. We have got a sense and understanding of what is expected in that meeting. I can take some comments and some questions. Honorable Mohai, Chief Whip.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I do agree with the program as discussed yesterday, Chair. But there's one thing that needs to be corrected. On the 1st December, the Rules Committee is suggested to convene between 9 and 12. And my difficulty with that arrangement, it affects committees. So when we convene Rules Committee, we need to be sensitive. We either do it 8 to 10 or after proceedings in the House, so that no members of the Rules Committee are disadvantaged. And also with our discussions yesterday, it will be important that we'll find time, of course, not in this program, but where the subcommittee should thrash out issues that are recommended to the Rules Committee. So I'm just raising that on our program. That's the first part. The time is important so that we do not clash with committees. Yesterday, the matter was raised. I don't know whether this background is my background, but it's not, because I don't have anything switched on. Secondly, it's on the joint, on the framework. Next year, State of the Nation. I just want members to take note. The NCOP is proposing 15, 16 for the State of the Nation, and then the NA program is 14, 15. So 14 starts on Monday. So maybe later on, in a few minutes, the reasoning behind starting on Monday to Tuesday could be entertained. It's just to draw attention of the dates that's the differences on the dates that are proposed for 14, 15, and 15, 16. I think that's the matter that will be clarified as we move on. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chief. Hopefully, Honorable Njandu and colleagues, we are noting the important issues raised by Chief Whip so that we can assist with that regard. Honorable Nabuskafne.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to, we've discussed it yesterday, and I've seen here on this program we have a plenary on the 7th of December, which is for the Division of Revenue Bill. I understand, but then we have a provisional plenary on the 9th of December without any substance into that. So my request would be, can we maybe combine those two plenaries and have that on the 7th? Instead of, yeah, because we have to have a plenary for the DORA bill. And my proposal would be
put anything that was supposed to be in or planned for the 9th and combine that one session. Because, you know, every time, yeah, we are still in COVID in a way, and to meet for to have a plenary for one debate, and that is that, and then 2 days later have another plenary, and we actually at this stage, as we are sitting with the program, don't actually know what's going to be in that program. I think it makes sense to combine the two. Thank you.
Morning, Chair. Morning, members, honorable members. Chair, I would like to agree with Honorable Mahai with regard to the subcommittee on rules sitting on Monday in the mornings. I would also second that proposal that this subcommittee should sit in the afternoon after the proceedings of the House. Chairperson, I don't know if this is the right platform to raise this, but Chair, the clashing of committees seems to be continuing, and we have raised this matter continuously in both programmings and WIPA meetings. I hope at some stage you would find time and address this, including the availability of the executive at the level of committees, because we are currently experiencing problems where committees are sitting on a Wednesday clashing with the meetings of the executive. So I hope this too shall be addressed in due course, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I can go to Honorable Njandu, I can allow advocate to deal with that issue of combining the 2 days as raised by Honorable Labuskagne, and see the possibility of trying to do that in assisting the program. Advocate?
Honorable Chair?
Honorable Dabu Skafne, and then after that it will be Chief Whip Mohai.
Thank you. Sorry to butt in, but I thought you might be thinking that's an old hand. Chair, I just want to make a plea. I listened carefully to what Honorable Makuza said, and I agree with her on everything except the one thing. I really want to make a plea not to push more meetings into Mondays, because ethics has been pushed to Mondays, a few things that we can't find, or it seems difficult to find a place. And slowly but surely, Mondays are being slurped up by things that actually should have been pushed in on a Friday. That is agreed to in the parliamentary program, that a Monday is our constituency days and Fridays are the days for joint sittings and all those kind of things. I'm sitting and I'm finding myself that more and more of my Mondays are being taken up by programming or by meetings that are important. But I really want to make a plea that all of us must make an effort and see that, and I do understand that the transport and flights and all those things on Fridays to our other provinces and sometimes far away and so on is difficult. But, yeah, exceptions for one meeting maybe on a Monday, but no, not as a rule, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chief Whip.
Thank you. Chair. Well, let's rather find a workable arrangement for subcommittee to sit on Tuesday. So we'll discuss, find time for appropriate sitting of the subcommittee, given that Mondays are disruptive in terms of the as constituency days involves travel of members to parliament, we can arrange that. And other issues, members seem to be agreeing. It is important, I think, the point that was raised also on the clash of committees. I will, in the next meeting of the WIPARI, will have to try to give an understanding in terms of this rotatory executive meetings and committee meetings, because we have had a particular period where our program was canned or the business of parliament was suspended. When we resumed, it became a little bit chaotic, and we need to manage that. It is correct observation, these clashes, so we need to deal with it, Chair. For the proposal was that the reason for the 9 was precisely not to have the absence of executive in our engagement of this crucial debate. In negotiating the dates, the 9 became much more what the date that is agreed also between the executive when we engage with the leader of government business, that the 9th will secure the minister relevant to deal with those matters. Otherwise, the 7 wouldn't be much of a problem, but we'll have to separate them for purposes of effectively dealing with issues at hand. That's the proposal, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Chief Whip. I think everything has been clarified now. Honorable Njandu, if there's anything that you think you have to comment on before we adopt the program, programming whip.
Thank you, Chair. I think only on the matter of the time schedules of the plenaries and the committees, as it unfolded, that we have a meeting of chairs, and then before the WIPARI, and then after the WIPARI, we have the programming or program meeting. So I think it's just something that we need between the offices just to check as to how do we manage to make sure that these clutches, we are dealing with this matter once and for all, that we in terms of the time schedule. So it's something that will get consideration, and then to make sure that this matter is under control. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Anybody to move that we advocate?
Thank you very much, House Chair. Good morning, Honorable Member. House Chair, the 1st of December was scheduled for the Rules Committee and not the Subcommittee on Rules. It appears to me that there is now a proposal that the subcommittee should meet. If it were to meet, then it would mean that it should meet before the Rules Committee meeting. We will have to consult with the chairpersons of both the Rules Committee as well as the Subcommittee on Rules and find an amicable solution to the proposals, find the suitable time for the Subcommittee on Rules to have its own meeting.
Thank you, Advocate. Let's have somebody moving that we adopt the program as presented by Honorable Njandu.
I move, Honorable Chair. Honorable Bartlett.
Thank you, Honorable Bartlett. Any seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Oh, my mama. No wonder I love you very much. Seconded by mama.
Me too.
Thank you, colleagues. We move straight to report on committees. The overall work of committees, colleagues, is proceeding as well as it should. Without any notable glitches, committees have adopted a well-working virtual. And I'm struggling to see how we'll be able to revert to our old ways of doing things post-COVID-19. Since submitting committee program for purposes of the NSOP fourth term program, we did not have much to do in terms of processing amendments except two committees. When it comes to budget instrument, colleagues, The following budget instruments are currently serving before the Select Committee on Appropriation as follows. The first one is the medium-term budget policy statement, MTBBS, which aims to finish on December the 14th with the House considering the same the following day. The second being the Division of Revenue Second Amendment Bill, which it will finish on the 3rd of December with the House considering the same on the 7th as outlined by Honorable Njandu. Then the third one being the Adjustment Appropriation Bill, which it hopes to finalize on the 14th of December with the House considering it on the 15th of December, which will be our last day as presented by the Programming Whip. When it comes to intervention, Chair, the Select Committee on COGTA is processing a total of 11 notices of intervention and withdrawal of intervention in terms of Section 39 and various subsections, extension of interventions and progress reports in various municipalities. These municipalities are in the Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, and Gauteng. The number in three down from the previous 14, which we reported in the last reporting cycle. International agreements. The Select Committee on Security and Justice is dealing with 4 international agreements. The number is similar to the last one, which we reported on our previous reporting session. All the agreements have no allocated finish dates as like as follows. The first one, the ratification of the agreement between Republic of India, the Federative Republic of Brazil, and the Republic of South Africa on the IBSA Fund for the Alleviation of Poverty and Hunger, tabled in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution, and the explanatory memorandum thereto. The second one being the accession to the Amendment Convention for the Protection, Management, and Development of the Marine and Coastal Environment of the Western Indian Ocean, Nairobi Convention, in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution. The fourth one being the International Convention on the Suppression and the Punishment of the Crime of Apartheid adopted by the General Assembly of the United Nations on 30 November 1973, tabled in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution. The fourth being the African Charter on Statistics, tabled in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The last one, the Protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in Africa, tabled in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution. When it comes to petition and executive undertakings, there is no new entrant in the form of one. There's now one new entrant in the form of one petition in this category. It is the executive undertaking stand at 15, which is one less from the previous reporting cycle. Other matters before committees, colleagues, there are currently 8 other matters down from 11 in the last reporting cycle, which are being considered by the different committees. Some of these matters have finishing dates, while others still have to be allocated finish date. The Select Committee on COGTA accounts for the majority of the matters, as it has 4, then the one of transport, 1 matter, one on security, 2 matters, Select Committee on Finance, 1 matter. I saw tabled the report, colleagues. Thank you. Then Mr. Becker will deal with the issue of legislation. That's the issue when it comes to report on committees. Mr. Bell, you can deal with the bill.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. The documents that we normally submit to the Programming Committee include the list of bills before Parliament, which is strictly a list of bills that are currently before Parliament, where they are, and maybe what's going to happen to them. But the chairperson of the council on the 11th of November asked for a bit of additional information, which we also provide. But we do it under a different heading because, strictly speaking, some of the issues that we address there are not officially before Parliament anymore. And that report on legislation is what it's called. I was hoping that we could display that one. First of all, on page 2, it gives you a breakdown of how many bills are before the NA and how many bills are before the NCOP. Here, I can just mention, Chairperson, that the 3 tax bills have been tagged yesterday and will be reported on by the Standing Committee on Finance today. I think one of the tax bills have been slightly amended, the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill. So that will appear in the ATC tomorrow morning, and it will go onto the NCOP, onto the NA order paper for consideration on the 30th of April. Chairperson, on page 3, there is a breakdown of the 2021 Executive Legislative Program, which is based on what Parliament received from LOGB. A total of 31 bills were mentioned. So far, 8 have been introduced, 2 have been assented to, and 1 has been sent for assent. As far as 2022 goes, we can't really say anything because normally LOGB would submit that information early in the year. But we've taken from the draft framework for next year, we've taken the budget speech date and obviously the MTPPS date to try and populate it a bit. Chairperson, on page 4, at the moment we are working on 2 bills that the state law advisors have certified for introduction, National Felt and Forest Fire Amendment Bill and Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Amendment Bill. And Cabinet has approved the Climate Change Bill, but it has not been certified by the state law advisors, so it's not with us yet for editing and introduction purposes. Then on page 5, Chair, there's a list of bills that were recently passed and sent to the President. The first 3 deal with the gender-based violence. And the last 2 you will notice or recognize were passed by NCOP yesterday. We managed to get the act forms printed, and I'm busy sending them to the President as we speak. Lastly, on page 6, Chairperson, is just an overview of the revenue and appropriation for the year. The main budget, when it was introduced and it was passed, the adjustment budget, and then the tax bills that we're busy with now, plus the dates that the houses have agreed upon provisionally. Chairperson, I hope that assists the committee in looking at periphery issues as far as legislation is concerned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. As it is presented, it's almost, not almost, it's exactly linked to the dates as you look at the last slide from what was presented by our colleague Programming Whip, Honorable Jandu, and what we've adopted that will be concluding on the 15th. I'll allow colleagues, if there's anything in relation to both the report and the presentation of the bill. But if there's none, I will expect somebody to move that we do the adoption as per the procedure. Colleagues?
I'll move for the adoption.
Thank you, Ambassador. Any seconder?
I second, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bartlett. Colleagues, allow me to take this opportunity. I know that it's a very hectic week and we are rushing against time, and others, even though we are still claiming to have adjusted to this new normal, and we know that we don't have much time between now and the next meeting, which will be starting in the next 20 minutes. But thank you, all of you, for making this meeting to be fruitful. House Chair, Chief Whip, provincial whips, leaders of different parties, the staff that is supporting us, we are giving credit where it's due. Thank you very much, colleagues. This one is now officially adjourned. Zama has sent the link about the meeting that will be starting exactly at 9 o'clock. So we can have the comfort break of tea and preparing for the next one and others rushing straight to be ready for that meeting. Thank you, colleagues. It's adjourned. Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga, Chief Whip.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.
Estaba.